Hello, people. Good morning, MGTOW men. Here we are in Bumfuckistan. Just had a very interesting talk with a couple of people. Tonight's lecture is because I don't have... Sometimes I just go, oh, this is interesting, this is interesting, this is interesting, this is interesting. You know, and I don't get time to sort of put many videos out. But I figure I owe you a few. Partly because... men have been tremendously good and helpful, both directly and indirectly. And what's the other word? Yeah, the MGTOW side is fantastic. So I've got to do my bit to be sort of supporting it. And God, as my old dealing with people is kind of trippy, you know? And so what this tonight's little lecture is about is that how older women are so fucking threatened by, you know, old women, like, you know, 35, 40, 45 kind of age range. They're so fucking threatened by young women who are, like, you know, say 18 to 24 years old. They're incredibly threatened by that, you know. What I came across was at about 5 weeks ago, I went to a particular supermarket, and there was a young woman there, about 22, I think, yeah. And I sort of glanced across at her, you know, she was on another checkout, you know. And I glanced across at her and I thought, fuck, she is just incredibly gorgeous, you know. And you know, one of those sort of women that you sort of can't stop staring, you know. Just, you know, that sort of... But anyway, I just had a look at her, but she was fucking incredible, you know. And about 5 weeks later, I ran across her a couple of days ago. And this time I looked at her and I thought, yeah, she's nice looking, but, you know, like I wasn't overly thrilled about it, you know. And so I was talking to her, you know, as I was going through the checkout. I had a ton of food and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean, and it was taking a while to unload the shopping trolley and all this sort of stuff. And I was talking to her about the MGTOW kind of issues and how feminism is a fucking universal evil, and you know, and how there's all these fucking people out there doing everything they can to fuck with your head and fuck with your life, and yet your fertility cycle, sort of, you know, in the legal sense, you know, only goes from about 18 to like about 24, you know, and as soon as you start going 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, you know, you basically, the show's coming to a fucking halt, you know, the show's over, so to speak, you know. And you know, and I taught her this, you know, that medically, when a woman is sort of like 32 years old, she's regarded as, you know, if she gets pregnant, it's called a geriatric pregnancy, because she's biologically speaking, she is regarded as an old woman. And I said, you know, if you're going to start a family, start now, you know. Don't put it off, because there's so many women who wait. You know, they get their job and then they get their university and then they get their career and they keep putting things off and putting things off and putting things off and thinking that they can start when they're about, you know, 30, 35 and, you know, the show's over. You know, I also talked how that, you know, because biologically, I didn't go into it like real detail, but I said biologically this is why men are attracted to young women who are like 18 to say 24, and you know why? What's the words? Why, you know? Oh fuck! I forget how I got into this. You know, but once they're sort of like you know 26, 27, 28, 29, men stop being interested in them because they're infertile. They're sort of basically a sort of waste of time, you know. And once they're like 30, 35, you can't, they can't be bred, you know. And so, you know, they can't produce children. And so, what came out of that was that, you know, I'm talking to this young woman and, like, I guess in a fatherly sort of way, you know what I mean? You know, like, I don't have any fucking children, but I can treat them as if they were my children and I can give them some insights into life rather than just letting them drift through life and, you know, not have any fucking idea, you know? And, I'm putting things out of my trolley one thing at a time, you know. And that's fast enough for me, you know. And once I went through the checkout, you know, what I did was I was, you know, putting one thing at a time back into my fucking trolley and, you know, and that's, you know, I got a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? I hadn't done any shopping for like fucking 3 or 4 weeks, you know, so I had a bit of stuff, you know, and sort of running low at home and stuff, you know, and this woman from the back of the queue, like there's a queue at the checkout of about, oh fuck, about 8 people, you know, and they've all got shopping trolleys and all baskets and fucking hand baskets and stuff. And what happened was, you know, I was just talking to this young woman at the checkout and putting stuff in my fucking trolley, you know. And, you know, I was just doing it at a fair sort of speed, you know. I wasn't rushing like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, what will people think of me, you know. And I wasn't like, you know, 85 years old and kind of senile and not knowing what's going on. And, you know, so what happened was I was just doing it just at normal speed, one thing at a time, you know, sort of thing. And so this woman, she comes from the back of the queue and she's just obsessively fucking going off a fucking nut and helping me to pack the shit from the bloody checkout into my shopping trolley. And you know, she's just obsessed, you know, sort of. And I thought, oh, that's very nice of her to come and help me and all this sort of stuff. But, you know, and then after my shopping trolley's packed, she goes back to the end of the queue and goes, well, I lost about 35, you know, she's about 38, I think, 38, kind of 40, you know. And she goes, I lost about 35 kilos, rah, rah, rah. You could stand to lose a bit of weight too, rah, 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 rah. You know, and I just said, oh, well, you know, if you gain another 50 kilos and we can go out on a date, you know. What, fuck, who is this woman, you know? And I thought about this. And because it's like sort of totally out of the blue, I was sort of caught unawares, you know. And I think the smart thing, I could have come back with a smart sort of reply if I had a thought of it. You know, I said, well, if you gain another 50 kilos, then your ass will be as big as your fucking mouth, you know. And I didn't say much, you know what I mean? I just caught unawares, and it took a few days to digest it, you know? And this fucking fruitcake bitch, I'm talking on my own time as I'm going through the process of doing the purchase, you know? Unpacking the trolley and packing the trolley and, or repacking the shopping trolley, you know, and that's my own time. If I can talk and pack the trolley at the same time, all the better, you know? And so what happened is this fucking bitch, I've fucking cottoned onto this, that she's about 38, 40, maybe 40, 42, you know? And so she's come from the back of the queue and helping, rushing me into fucking packing my bloody shopping trolley, you know? And that's all right if she's a donate, you know, donating, you know, she's probably, you know, if she wants to be a domestic, that's all right, you know? Women have to be good for something. And so what happened? I had to process this and digest this sort of thing. And what happened was she's seen me, I reckon she's seen me talking to this absolutely gorgeous young woman, and she thinks in her feverish little mind, this is what I'm thinking what's going on, she's thought in her feverish little fucking mind that, you know, I'm chatting the sweet young thing up. So she's come down to play fucking ride the shotgun. Oh, you dirty old fucking man trying to fuck this, you know, sweet young thing, you know. And, well, the truth is I should be, you know. She's 22, maybe 23, you know what I mean? And she's young, she's healthy, she's fertile, and she's there to be fucked and to have children and to raise a family with. That's what her purpose on earth is right now, you know. And you know, not none of this feminist shaming shit. It's about having children. It's about, you know, continuing the fucking species. And so what happened was, I think she saw me talking to her and she's losing her fucking mind about it, you know. And because she's not getting any fucking attention at all. And the young thing is. So I reckon she's gone in to play fucking, you know, riding shotgun to the poor, innocent young thing's biological self-defense, you know. And so, yeah. You know, yeah, I reckon she was imagining that I was trying to chat up this sweet young thing, and, you know, and she's gone insanely jealous because she's not getting the sweet young thing is getting the attention, and she's not. And so she's losing her fucking mind over that, you know? And, yeah, I just thought it was one of those sort of remarkable little sort of forays into how jealous women get, you know. You know, she might have been actually being sort of fucking helpful, but if you add being helpful onto, you know, how insane she was, you know, like, you know, after she's, you know, rushed in there and helped me fucking pack my bloody shopping trolley at 500 miles an hour and all this sort of shit, you know. After she's done that, poo, that's a powdered green tea. Get that shit out of the fucking air. You know? And, the fact that she's rushed in there to help me pack my shopping trolley, You know, and then she's going about how, you know, like I, you know, she's lost 35 fucking kilos or something, you know, and all this sort of stuff, and you should lose a bit of weight too, and all this sort of stuff. I thought, that's just off the fucking tap, you know, like, I'm not insulted, and I don't have to fucking get all upset over it, but it's just sort of, you know, you don't sort of go up to people and start sort of screeching that shit at them, you know, run down there, help, you know, forcibly pack the fucking shopping trolley without being, you know, asked to do so, and, you know, then go back up the back of the fucking line where there's about seven or eight other fucking people in front of her, you know, and start screeching how she's lost weight and yeah, I should do it too and all this sort of shit. It's just, you know, batshit fucking Karen, you know. I mean, why in the fuck should I care if she's lost weight or not? You know, so I reckon she's fucking, you know, hit 35, 36, said I'm old and fat and no one wants to fuck me, I better get myself back into shape here. She's lost all the weight and all the guys are still fucking ignoring her, you know. She's a batshit fat, you know, batshit crazy fat bitch, you know. Now she's just a batshit crazy bitch. So, yeah. So that was the latest sort of digestive on the fucking, you know, how crazy a lot of women really are, you know. And she's incredibly... I reckon if the chick at the checkout hadn't been a sweet young thing, you know, hadn't been a sweet young thing, and I hadn't been giving her sort of, you know, sort of fatherly advice, like, you know, don't wait till it's too late to have children, otherwise you'll be, you know, you'll miss out, you know. You know, you know, if that had been some old bag, she would have just stood up the end of the queue and been sort of psychotically obsessed with the fact that, you know, I'm not packing my fucking, taking all the groceries off the shopping trolley at least once every 3 seconds, I'm taking 4.5 seconds, you know. Or one every 2.5 seconds instead of one every, you know, that I should be doing it at one item a second instead of one every item every 1.25 seconds or some shit, you know. And, yeah. So she's fucked right up there. And, that's the other thing too. If you're after fucking, yeah, if you're sort of after, yeah, someone's been on the piss. Driving off down the dark road at dark night and gets 100 metres down the road and going, oh, my fucking lights aren't on. Fucking idiot. Yeah, also, if you're travelling, you know, there's a lot of things you can use to make a cup of tea out of, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, whatever the fucking... It doesn't have to necessarily have to be a cup of tea, you know. This is cinnamon, this is green leaf tea powder, and you can just mix that into cold water, and because it's a bit sort of, not exactly thrilling, you know, it's not bad, but it's not really thrilling, but it's more meant as a fucking, you know, supplement type, you know, you sprinkle a bit of the powder on this or that, and, but I think, oh, well, fuck it, it's tea leaf, you know what I mean? Well, you know, you can actually make tea out of cinnamon powder, which is pretty good, you know. And I haven't seen, it's actually just having a flavour sort of memory. If you have, I haven't seen it for years, but you used to be able to get cinnamon chewing gum. I think Wrigley's used to make it. And that was quite nice, you know. So I just added a bit of fucking cold water. What's it called? Some green tea powder, you know. That wasn't so crash hot. And to sort of improve it, I've added some yeah. Bit sort of thirsty. But that was the other thing, is that, God, the fucking dust is so fine. Remember how I told you about that, you get powdered milk. Hello, retard. Yeah. If you get powdered milk and instant coffee and mix the two together and well, you get water, and you don't have to, if you bring it to the boil, it's too hot for the powdered milk, and it doesn't sort of dissolve into it as nicely as it would if it was sort of cold water, you know. You mix powdered milk into bloody boiling water. I can't, well, it's just a cup of coffee, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that'll do. But, yeah, so if you stick your, you don't use boiling water, but, you know, if the water's hot enough to, you go to stick your finger in it and go, well, it's a bit too fucking hot, you know. Just stick your finger in it, then, that's hot enough to make coffee from the three sort of dried ingredients, a sugar or sugar sort of substitute, powdered milk with a 1-to-1 sort of ratio with instant coffee, but, if you ever want a fucking iced coffee, you know, like cold coffee, the dried mixture just mixes straight in with cold water too, so that's all right, you know. And, yeah. So, it didn't all dissolve. I had a feeling it wouldn't. So anyway, dear MGTOW men, this is what happens is when you get, you know, these batshit crazy old battle axes who aren't getting any attention off men, and how fucking virulently crazy they become when they see someone who's, say, 22 or 23. You know, she thinks I'm chatting her up, as well as I should be, you know, trying to fuck her, trying to perpetrate the species, you know, or perpetuate the species, you know. But because I'm not, I'm just talking to her. But she thinks I am. Well, I'm assuming, you know. in a basis of probability, I reckon she thought I was. And she's going fucking apeshit in the fucking, you know, in a checkout, at a checkout at a fucking big chain store, you know. She's going fucking nuts. You know, she's got to 35, was fat and looked like shit. And then she's lost all her weight, you know. Lost all her excess weight, and the guys are still aren't fucking paying her any attention, you know. So she sees me talking to a young, healthy, fertile, gorgeous young thing, you know, and goes fucking spastic. Just has to fucking come and interfere and fuck around with it, you know. Unbelievable. So yeah, that's another thing, the how women shame. She's not getting any fucking dick, you know. She's not getting any time, attention, or fucking cock, you know. And she's extremely jealous of fucking, you know, the sweet young thing, you know. And the shaming thing, you shouldn't be talking to her kind of fucking attitude, you know. You're a dirty old man, fucking rah, 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 rah. Well, she didn't know what I was talking about, you know. So she could fuck off there. But this is what women use. To control and direct and manipulate guys into fucking, you know, you're only supposed to look at me and you're only supposed to be wanting to plough my pussy. How dare you look at the young chick who's like 22, 23, you know. How dare you, you dirty, you know, fuck off, you know, you fucking bitches and your bullshit. You know, you had your fucking time, it's over, you know, go fucking die, you know. Take your shit with you. All right, MGTOW man, you have a good one. Bye.